going open wide. Oh, I'm gonna sing redemption story of how he brought me from the other side. When I reach Kansas City, the gates swing open wide. I'm gonna sing redemption.
When I reach that city and those gates swing open wide, I am going to be one happy gentleman. I'm going to be one happy man. I am grateful. I am most grateful. I love that song. I play that occasionally because I love it. It's a mighty good song. It has a mighty good message, and I love to share it with you. Well, welcome to Open Bible Dialogue. There was a little trouble going on Facebook. I hope we're there, but I'm not really sure. I hope we're there. If we're not, we'll put it up later. I will get it on. So sometimes it just gives trouble. But you know how things are. They're not always perfect. Hey, welcome now. We really do have a great broadcast today. It's an overwhelming one. Really an overwhelming one. And I want you to hear it because it's just that imperative. And I want you to get involved in it. Now, I didn't wear a coat today. I decided I'd just do it different. Okay? Right now, we're talking about the great millennial kingdom. How many of you have ever prayed the Lord's Prayer? Do you remember the words? Those words, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you know that that is a prayer for this millennial kingdom? That is a prayer for the millennial kingdom, thy kingdom come. If the kingdom was already here, we wouldn't want it to come. But it's not already here. We have a spiritual division of it, but not the literal kingdom. But it's coming. It's called the millennial kingdom. It will last 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are over, then we go into eternity and a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, the beauty of what's coming to us down the road. I don't know if you know how great your future is, but I know how great my future is. And I'm excited about it. Now, we're going to start today in the book of Revelation. Now, the reason I want to start in the book of Revelation is because I want you to start in the New Testament, and then we'll go back and show how this great truth is real throughout the Testament. So it's just really an overwhelming truth. And so I want you to get it. I really do. I am most excited about you getting it because it will change your life when you get into this book and really enjoy this book. So I trust that you are hearing it. I know you are on radio, and I know you are on internet, and I hope you are on Facebook. If you do on Facebook, you may want to tune down, scroll down on that post that I put up in front of the broadcast, and I tell you about 15 things that are going to be part of this future kingdom. 15 exciting things. Let me make sure my numbers right now is 13. 13 exciting things that's going to be part of this eternal kingdom, and I want you to hear them. I'll name them all in a few minutes, but let's first document the biblical basis for a 1,000-year millennial kingdom. Did you know that the majority of the church don't even know what I'm talking about? And the preachers have been so remiss of preaching all of the Bible and not just part of the Bible. When the Bible says preach the word, preach the truth, it means the whole truth, not part of it, not your pick and choose, but the whole word of God. And that's what I do on this broadcast. I give you nothing but what's in the Bible. I've been criticized a lot of times because I'm so forthright and because they say I think I know it all. Well, that's untrue. I don't think I know it all, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you what I know, and I'm not going to tell you what I don't know, and I'm not going to preach to you something that's just human opinions and human ideas and theological suggestions. I'm going to bring you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and it's right here in this Holy Bible. Now, go with me to chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 20. Okay? You got it? And let's go to verse 4 and let's read something together. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither his mark, or neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they shall live and reign with me, with Christ, for 1,000 years. Everybody that defeats the old spirit of Antichrist, and you and I are defeating it every day if we're living a victorious life, and the devil's being defeated. If you're preaching the whole word of God, you're defeating the Antichrist. The Antichrist is trying to steal from today's church everything of importance. The Antichrist has stolen Sunday night and Wednesday night church from the majority of churches. The Antichrist stole that. That whole idea of no Sunday night church and no Wednesday night church came from the devil. I'm telling you, it came from the Antichrist. And he's stolen that. He's stolen many wonderful truths of the Bible. He's stolen the truth of the rapture from a multitude. He's stolen the truth of Pentecost and the sweet baptism of the Holy Ghost from a multitude. Oh, the devil's a thief. And he's stealing the truth. I'm telling you, he's stealing the truth. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. See, the first resurrection finishes right before the 1,000-year reign begins. 1,000-year reign. And this is Jesus teaching this to John the Revelator. And John the Revelator was charged to teach it to us. So the truth of the Bible is that we shall live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Now, the only way you're going to reign with him 1,000 years, if you're ready to go up in that rapture. Do you understand? Ready to go up in that rapture. And possibly many of those who get saved after the rapture and are willing to become martyrs. And they refuse the mark of the beast. And they refuse all the things coming on the world in that 7-year tribulation period. Maybe and likely some of them will be part of that great company that reign with him 1,000 years. In fact, it suggests that in what I just read. They didn't receive the mark of the beast. They didn't take his name. They didn't allow him to be stamped into their forehead. And they shall live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Well, it's coming, 1,000-year reign. That's a millennium. The word millennium means 1,000 years. Now, this period is so breathtaking. The book of Revelation only tells us about it. It doesn't give us the detail. And the reason it doesn't give us the details is because they're already in the Bible. The details are already right here in the Word of God. Now get your Bible, if you don't believe Brother Chambers, and go to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, that's the next to the last chapter of the book of Isaiah. The next to the last chapter of the book of Isaiah. We're going to start reading with verse 17. Now I want to read several verses because I really want you to get this. I want you to get this. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the first and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Listen, but be ye glad and rejoice. Be ye glad and rejoice forever. Be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be heard no more. The voice of weeping shall be heard no more in her, nor the voice of crying. Then shall there shall be no more there shall be no more an Ancient of Days nor an old man that hath not finished his days. Now listen. Shall be no more Ancient of Days, nor an old man that has finished his days, for a child shall die at 100 years old. And the wicked, the sinners, shall be 100 years old, be accursed. Now listen, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, They shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them, for they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days, listen, are as a tree. For as the days of a tree and the days of my people. For as the days of a tree shall be the days of my people. Now listen to that. We're going to live. They will. We'll be glorified saints if we go up in that rapture. But the natural people on the earth, their days shall be as the days of a tree. Notice that. That's so beautiful. Shall be the days of a tree. And the days of my people and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor. Listen now. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. And their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Oh, great. Before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Now listen. Listen to this last verse. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. And the lion shall eat straw like a bullock. And dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Now, there's Isaiah speaking 2600 years ago, his prophecy. He told us of this millennial kingdom, of this marvelous day. It's all through the Bible. It really is. The prophets of old, even Abraham, said he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm excited about my future. I'm excited about where I'm going to spend eternity. I'm excited about what's laying in front of me. Now, I want to go to one more passage because I want to, you know, the Bible says that every word be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Every word be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Now, I'm not telling you that one person in the Bible that writes something is not absolutely authentic, because the Word of God is true from Genesis to Revelation. But I do like to always look for three different witnesses about great truths, because that makes it so wonderful. Now, Zechariah chapter 14, let's read verse 3, and then we'll read verse 9, and then we'll go to verse 20, okay? Verse 3. Notice now, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the days of old. Verse 9, listen carefully, the word of God. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord and his name one. Hallelujah. Verse 20. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord. And the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and shall seethe in therein. And in the days that shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. And in that day, there shall be no more the Canaanites in the house of the Lord. Now, I've got 13 things that depict this day of the millennial reign. Now, please remember, the first of these to remember is that Jesus comes to Jerusalem. He's fought the battle of Armageddon. He came down, descended, and the battle of Armageddon has already occurred. And Jesus and all the saints that came down out of heaven, those raptured saints that went up 7 years earlier before the tribulation began, they're coming back with him. The Bible makes that plain. They're coming back with him. And we with him will set up his kingdom on the earth that will reign for 1,000 years. And the things that occur during those 1,000 years, and all of this is documented in the Bible now. I'm just giving you a list that you can get a hold of, and it's in the article that you can get by simply calling, and it will be mailed to you, the complete booklet I mean, we do booklets that are breathtaking. They're going all over the world. All over the world. People love them. People take them and use them. A Pakistan minister called and said, I'll preach everything you preach all over Pakistan. I love it. I love it. I want the truth of God's word to go everywhere, because the truth of God's word will bring salvation to men and women. The truth of God's word will work some tremendous, exciting miracles. Now, 13 things. Number one, saints of God from 6,000 years will be his kings and his priests. All the way back to Noah, all the way back to Adam and Eve. All through the Old Testament, every saint of God that lived properly and rightly, and they were covered by the blood, they're going to be part of this crowd. And then the New Testament saints, washed in the blood, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, they're going to be part of this crowd. And this crowd of saints of 6,000 years, up right onto the rapture, and even those, some of those killed after the rapture, all of us be a part of that crowd that reign with him 1,000 years. We will be every expression of authority on the face of the whole earth. There'll be no kings and queens and governors and attorneys mayors and councilmen other than saints of God. We will rule the world. Jesus, King of Kings, and all his saints under him will rule the whole world. Now, friend, you say, I don't care nothing about that. Are you crazy? Where are you going to be when we're doing all of that? You're going to be in hell? Are you just going to be on the sideline because you didn't earn a reward? Are you going to be in the middle of it? It's your choice. You got three choices. You're going to be in hell. Are you going to be just one of those who gets there, but barely by the skin of your teeth, because you wash in the blood and you live a clean, godly life and you're faithful to the Lord, but you're not out there working and dedicating yourself and giving sacrificially of your life? Those who serve with him and reign on this earth will have earned the right. You don't get this right by grace. You go to heaven by grace. You get this right by reward because you earned it. Do you hear me? Now, that's three classes of people in that day. Those in hell, those who barely get into heaven, and those who reign with him 1,000 years. Which group do you want to be part of? How many of you believe that this millennial reign could actually start in 7 years? How many of you believe that? Oh, you see, I never heard that. I don't believe in setting dates. I don't either. I'm not setting no date. I'm just telling you that when that rapture occurs, 7 years later, approximately, this millennial kingdom is going to start. That's all I'm telling you. That when the rapture occurs and the saints of God are caught up to heaven, read the book of Revelation, that tribulation period starts almost immediately. Maybe within a week, within a month, within 2 days. I don't know. But it starts, it's post-haste, because the Bible makes it plain God's going to make a short end of the coming judgment upon this earth. Do you hear me? A short end. So, all the saints will reign with him on the face of this whole earth. I think I'll ask for, what is that place down in Florida where Donald Trump goes for his weekends off? Margo something. I think I'll ask for that as my weekend for my holidays. You know, I'm telling you, when we get in this glorious kingdom, it's going to be beyond measure. We don't know what riches is. We don't know what glory is. We don't know what being kings and priests is going to be like when we are kings and priests in his kingdom, a majestic kingdom of eternal righteousness. There'll be no sin during that period. Our words as his kings and priests will be final. That will be final, and we will reign with him. They will be glorified saints, and nobody can resist them. I just said that. Nobody can resist these saints of God. Every position of authority will be the Lord's and ours who reign under the Lord. And there won't be no rebellion against Christ. There won't be nobody that decides I'm going to resist him. No, no, no. We'll be glorified saints and we will be his to reign with him 1,000 years. Every position of authority will be his and ours. The storms of the past will be no more. There'll be no hurricanes and no great trauma of weather action. Oh, no, friend. That's over. This earth becomes a peaceful place. The weather patterns change back to what they were before the storms came at the day of the flood. It will be back as it was in the Garden of Eden. It will be a marvelous and a wonderful place. The earth will return to a Garden of Eden beauty. I get ahead of myself. Can you tell? The earth will return to a Garden of Earth beauty. Animals will be a joy, and there will be no viciousness in the animal's character. No viciousness, not at all. Music and singing will fill the earth with an indescribable joy. Music and singing will fill the earth with an indescribable joy. The angels of God will be our helpers and our enjoyable companions. The angels of God will be our helpers and our enjoyable companions. Conversations with the great people, the great prophets, and the honored saints will be a delight, will be a blessedness. I'm here to tell you, won't it be something to sit down with old Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? Won't it be something special to spend a little time with Abraham and Sarah? How about spending a little time with Daniel and Isaiah and Jeremiah? How about the book of Malachi and spending time with Malachi? And then the New Testament saints, same thing. We'll enjoy the saints of God together. It will be breathtaking. The beauty of the earth will be ours to enjoy every day. Everywhere you go, it will be a garden. Everywhere you go, flowers will be blooming in abundance. Everywhere you go, the fruit trees will hang with the most delicious fruit you've ever picked and eat yourself. It will be a day so breathtaking that I wish I could get you to understand how absolutely grand it's going to be. The beauty of the earth to enjoy. And then Jesus and his Father will visit their new world, and happiness everywhere they go will just explode. Can you imagine seeing the Heavenly Father? You'll see him for your first time when Jesus confesses you to him at that great white throne. No, I'm sorry. At the great judgment seat of Christ. Oh, that's going to be glorious. That's going to be glorious. Jesus and the Father. Then the church. There's going to be a church all during that 1,000-year reign. The true church all over the earth. The house of God everywhere. The Bible says it. Says that there'll be no Canaanites in the house of the Lord of hosts. So it has to be a house of the Lord if there's no Canaanites in them. And so there'll be the church. And this will be Pentecostal explosion. If you don't like Pentecost, you won't be happy there. Did you hear me? I love you if you don't believe in Pentecost. But I'm here to tell you, it's going to be Pentecostal hallelujah. It's going to be Pentecostal's celebration. It's going to be the greatest period of church history for 1,000 years. There won't be no false prophets. The Bible says that a false prophet will be killed by his own mother and daddy. They won't be allowed to prophesy. The truth will reign. No Canaanites. That word Canaanite is a symbolic word for false preachers and false religious people and false attitudes. There'll be none of them in the house of the Lord during the 1,000-year millennial reign. And there will be no Canaanites in the house of the Lord. Well, 13 things and you'll have them. You can preach them. Preachers, you're talking about a sermon. Woo! You can document every one of them in a sermon, and you can bless your congregation in such a manner that they'll be thrilled. Now, do you believe in the millennial reign? I want to talk to my audience now, radio or internet or Facebook. I want to talk to my audience. Do you believe in the millennial reign, the 1,000-year reign? You can't believe the whole Bible if you don't believe this now. And I want to know if you believe it. Do you know enough about it to believe it? That's why I'm teaching it to you. And that's why I'm right here now ready to open the lines and take questions. I want every question you can come up with for the next 35 minutes. I want to do my best to help you understand the millennial reign. If I can help you understand it, it will probably change your life. It will probably make you anxious to be a more devoted and dedicated servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I am living in such a manner that I can reign with him for 1,000 years. I am laboring. I'm giving myself in prayer. I'm giving myself in devotion. I'm giving myself in consecration to Christ. 65 years behind me, working on year 66. I want to please him in such a manner that when I stand before him, he will see me as having been faithful, and I will have a reward in the millennial kingdom. I don't know what it will be. If he wants me to sweep the floors in the millennial kingdom, I will be the best floor keeper and floor sweeper as he will ever have, and I will give my best to it just to be part of that millennial kingdom. Hey, you say, are you satisfied with that? No, I want a higher position for that, but I'm not gonna fuss about it. I'm just gonna be ready to be rewarded according to his dictates. It'll be him, not me. It's his decision, not mine. I'm just gonna be faithful right down to the end. Hallelujah. Can I encourage you to join me in total faithfulness and readiness for the millennial kingdom in as little as 7 years. Now, I know the rapture's got to take place. So we're not setting a date, because the rapture, nobody can know when that day is going to occur. And all I'm telling you is 7 years later, approximately, the millennial kingdom will start. And there's a little something in there that may be different. That's okay. I'm not privy to everything about it. All I have is what the Bible's taught me. And I'm telling you, according to the Bible, it will be approximately 7 years. And I can hardly wait for that glorious time. Now, I want you to grab your phones. I want you to grab your phones. I want you to get involved with me. I'm going to give you the numbers for a moment. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. And you can email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And of course, there's an international number. If you are here and watching in Australia, Canada, wherever, well, Canada can call 1-800, okay? Canada can call 1-800, I am told. And we get calls from there regularly. Thank you now. Let's hear from you. Grab your phones. I want to answer questions. I want to talk about this 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ from Jerusalem. He will sit on the throne of David. Jerusalem will explode as the greatest city in human history. Everybody in the world will be wanting to take a spiritual trip to Jerusalem, where they can go to the new Jerusalem temple, and they can possibly even get a glimpse of the Lord himself, maybe even an audience with him. Who knows how he's going to do all of that? And I'm telling you, that's going to be a grand day. I want to go back to Jerusalem now. I've been 4 or 5 times, but I want to go again. I'd like to take a load of you. I'd like to take a whole crowd of you and go back to Jerusalem. I really would. It's a great experience, a great adventure. Great adventure. The president and the first lady just went there, was just overwhelmed with going, and he even prayed. You know, did you notice he prayed at the Wailing Wall? I was so thrilled for that. And shortly, I'm believing he's going to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I was hoping he'd do it while he was over there. I was praying for that. But the Lord will answer that prayer in his time, and it will happen. I believe that. Now, listen to me, my friends. I want to hear your question. We're talking about a 1,000-year millennial reign. We're talking about a 1,000-year millennial reign. And as I look at politics, even with things better under President Trump, America's in a mess. America's in a mess. We've got more cursing, swearing, blasphemous people in political, the media, the high end of Hollywood. I mean, those people have no morals. I am overwhelmed with the language. I'm overwhelmed with the conduct. I'm overwhelmed with immorality. I'm overwhelmed with the whole thing that's coming against America like a storm. Like a storm. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm looking for Jesus to come any minute, and I'm ready. Are you looking for him? How many of you believe the rapture could occur any moment? Now, I want to hear somebody. How many of you believe that the marvelous millennial reign will begin 7 years from the time of the rapture, and that could be 7 years from today? If the rapture suddenly occurs and I disappear, I'm just going to be gone. You'll be looking at a screen without Brother Chambers. I'll be out of here, go to heaven. Oh, I can't wait for that. And then 7 years later, I come back with him on the riding white horses. He'll lead the way called the Battle of Armageddon, the great day. That's been part of theology ever since I can remember. The Battle of Armageddon. If you don't believe in the book of Revelation, you can't really believe in the Battle of Armageddon. So those who use that term, whether they believe in the book of Revelation or not, they are talking like they do believe, because that's where it's made manifest. That's where we really see the Battle of Armageddon clearly and without question. And you need to understand that now. Let me say that again. The book of Revelation is where we see the Battle of Armageddon. The book of Revelation is where we get the full picture of the great day of the millennial reign. Now, I know Isaiah, Micah, and Daniel, and Zechariah, and Malachi, and there's many of those Old Testament writers. David. Oh, yes. The book of Psalms has some beautiful stuff in it about that day. Well, give me a call now. I want to hear from you. I want your question. Grab the lines. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I've got all kinds of things I can read you. I got all kinds of things that are here on my list. This is a huge subject. There is so much about it that's breathtaking. While you're calling, now call, I want the lines lit up. Come on, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want you on the phone, and I want your questions, because you probably have a question that a lot of other people would like to answer, or like to have the answer for, excuse me. So give a call quickly. And this new booklet, all of this good information, every bit of it in this booklet. I'm doing my best to educate you, friends. Every preacher ought to have this, and ought to spend a month, or 2 months, on Wednesday night, teaching all that's in this book. All that's in this book, preach it on Sunday morning. There's nothing wrong with that. It needs to be in the hands of our people. You talk about encouragement. You talk about living with happiness. You're talking about looking for the future. You're talking about excited about tomorrow. Christians have the greatest reason to be joyous about their future than anybody on the face of this earth. If you know what's going on, there's no way you cannot be happy about our future. It is breathtaking. I'm here to tell you, it is breathtaking. Let me see if there's been any emails. I'm here to answer emails if you so let me hear from you. Well, don't guess I have any. Sometimes I have many, and then sometimes I don't. Well, that's up to you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to minister to you. And I promise you, I will give you my best. I promise you, I will give you my best. Now, give us a call. I want to hear from you. You are very, very important to me. And ministering to you is my absolute joy. So grab your phones. The lines are all open. You can call right now. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You got to get this booklet. You got to get this good information. You got to study it. You say, I don't believe it. All right, then just take it. I challenge you. If you don't believe in the millennial, you get this one study and you read it with the scriptures in it. Go to the Bible. Don't just, you'll see them in here, but go to the Bible and read them, and that'll be even better for you. I mean, it really will. I want you to get something in you on this future of the church that will take your breath away, friend. It will take your breath away. It is just that exciting. And I don't know about you, but I'm living for these things. I'm excited about them. I'm 82 years old. My greatest joy is not what I'm going to get down here. It's what I'm going to get over there. I mean, I'm looking forward. I've got my years behind me. I've done my best to labor devotedly. Devotedly. If you hear somebody telling about some old crazy thing Brother Chambers did, you tell them you must be lying. I just don't believe that. He says he's not been that way, and I haven't. I've been a servant of the Lord. I've treated people right. I've been real plain with a lot of people. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that don't want you to be plain with them. They want you to build them up and give them some junk. I don't do that. I'm not going to lie to you and then have to answer to God for it. I'm going to tell you the truth. 1-800-338-7884. I said 1-800-338-7884. You want to ask the question? I'm right here waiting on you. Let me read to you the book of Jude. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. I mean, judgment is coming, friend. You say, oh, I'm not worried about judgment. A lot of my friends will be in hell with me. They won't give you any cheers in hell. And they won't come to you with some kind of joyous thing. And they won't get to tell you some nasty jokes to make you laugh. And they won't get to build you up and make you feel different. And there'll be nobody there to promise you a way out of that place. Because there won't be no way out. Now, I want to hear from you. I'm here waiting on you to call. I want your question. I want to be a blessing. I really do. Now, in the book of Daniel 7, I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him, should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, which shall not be destroyed. Daniel. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. It's going to be an everlasting kingdom. There's never been nothing even close to like it. It's a glorious day. I know this is a holiday weekend, but I'm not on no holiday. How about you? And there's plenty of you not. Call me quickly. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. There's a toll-free number. If you're way off somewhere and you don't have the money to use it on your phone, your cell phones, most of them have, you know, unlimited calls available without cost. So use your cell phone. Quickly call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Do you believe the millennium could start in 7 days? How many of you believe the millennium could start in 7 days? Let me have several quick calls that would just simply say, I agree with you, Brother Chambers. The rapture takes place. The millennium can start in 7 days. We're not setting dates. We're just telling you. Oh, there could be 7 days in 2 weeks, 7 days in a month. Could be, some people think 14 years. When I said days, I meant years. Some people think 14 years. I don't know. That's up to the Lord. But I know, biblically speaking, you can document that the rapture, 7-year tribulation, and then following the tribulation period. But no ironclad date set. It's all his hand, his glory, his timing, for his honor, that he may be praised. And I just want you to know. Anybody? Nobody believes it could be in 7 years? Is there nobody out there that believes? Do you think I'm crazy? No, I'm not crazy. You know better than that. 7 years from now, we could be in the great millennial reign. And I don't know about you, brother, but I am one happy man as I wait for this glorious day of the millennial reign. I am happy. I'm excited. I sat at my home last night and just thought what it was going to be like when I entered into the millennium. How joyous it was going to be. I get a little tired down here at 82. Sometimes I've worked too hard and I want to slow up, but then I can't slow up because you are important to me. And teaching you these great truths is just a joy to Brother Chambers. And I do it with delight. I really do. Because the kingdom of the Lord is right down the road. I said the kingdom of the Lord is right down the road. And I would not miss it for anything. Now, let me read you something while I'm waiting for your calls. In the book of Daniel chapter 2, listen to this. Listen. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hand, which smote the image upon his feet, that was of iron and clay, and break them in pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer's threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that was smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Now, that's one of Daniel's great statements, showing that all the kingdoms of the earth are like stones and all kinds of metals, and they're going to be crushed to pieces. What's going to crush them? That stone cut out of the mountain without hand. That's the Christ. That's the Son of God coming to set up his kingdom. And it's going to destroy all the kingdoms of the earth. You on the air, may I help you please? You on the air, may I help you please?
Yes, this is Theo here in Lincoln County, and I really enjoy you preaching the Word of God. Sounds wonderful, praise the Lord.
Well, you know, these things are just wonderful truths, aren't they?
Amen. I'm saying that truth is what we need today.
Can you imagine? Do you believe with me that we could actually be in the millennium in 7 years from today if simply Jesus would come?
Yes, sir, I sure do, Brother Chambers. I believe he could come any time, I really do. And I was telling my children the other day, I said, I'm going to be gone for a little while, and then after the tribulation is over, I'll be back, praise God.
Isn't that beautiful? We'll be gone 7 years approximately, yes. And I always allow if the Lord intends to make it a little more than 7 years, or whatever he does, that's up to him. I just know what's in the Bible. And we'll be back, and we'll come back as glorified saints. I mean, we will move with the speed of lightning, just like Jesus. We will probably already have our mansion in New Jerusalem already settled, and that'll be our vacation home. We'll reign on the earth and rule, and everything will be as smooth as, just completely as smooth as it can be. And it'll be a world without wickedness. You won't need to lock your doors. It's going to be a marvelous time.
Hey, God, what an awesome time. It's going to be, and that's the day we long for it. That's what we're looking for, isn't it?
I'm living for it. My heart is set on it.
Amen. I thank God he's raising up the prophet to warn and tell people here to make it. We better wake up. And on our redemption to draw nine, Brother Chambers. And I listen to you every Saturday. I thank God we've got a man of God that's preaching the word. And that's very few preachers preaching the truth today.
I'm afraid you're right. Thank you, my brother, and I love you.
Yes, sir, love you. God bless you.
God bless you now. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I was supposed to have somebody there on 8. I guess it's on 3. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right, nobody there. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I don't know what's wrong here. I've got channel 2 on, and it's not coming up. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. I'm waiting on you. Well, somebody's hung up on line 2. Line 3, okay, let's get line 3 here, and you're on the air, line 3, God bless you. Nobody's there. Line 3. Well, you know, I don't know what's happening, but line 3 cannot answer. Hang it up again. Listen, give us a call, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. I want to answer your question. I want to help you grab this great truth, and I want to see it affect your life for the kingdom of the Lord. There is nothing in the world as sweet and wonderful as belonging to the Lord. There isn't. And when you belong to him, it is a life beyond measure. It is a life beyond measure. And I'm looking forward to his coming. I really am. So let's get line 3 here. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the line, friend. Well, you know, I'm amazed. I've got line 3 on. All right, let's go to line 2. Line 2, you on the air. May I help you, please? Well, you know, sometimes my lines do this because we have this, I won't even talk about it. God's going to take care of him. I'm here to tell you, call quickly. I want to help you. I want to answer your question. You are important to us. If I can do anything to teach you these truths, I will do everything in my power, friend. I will do everything in my power. You're on the air now. I think I got you. You're on the air. May I help you, friend? Well, I've got line 2. Well, let's go to line 1. You on? Well, you know, I'm sorry. Please forgive us. It's not really us. It's things just get confused in our telephone system. Why, I do not know. But I just know I'm here giving you my best. And I want you to get ready for the millennial reign. I want you to get ready for the millennial reign, friend. It will be very, very soon. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes.
Yes.
got a question for you. If you've ever thought of this, in the millennial reign, do you think they'll all be vegetarians since man was physically created to eat from the trees and the fruit and seeds? I don't think there'll be no death like that, so I just wonder if we won't all be vegetarians and we won't eat.
Well, you know, that's kind of a laughable question, and I'm not being sassy to you at all. I've never thought about it. I don't know that it makes any difference, but you're probably right. We'll probably eat the fruit of the earth and the fruit of trees. And the great harvest of the earth will be so plentiful that I think it will be extremely satisfying.
Well, it says the lion will eat straw. You know, I figure we won't be meat eaters because the curse of death will be removed from that animal kingdom.
Well, you know, that's one of those great questions that the Bible doesn't answer. And when I have a question that the Bible don't answer, I just say, wow, what are we going to learn when we get there?
I just kind of figured it'd go back like the Garden of Eden, and that's what it says.
I know one thing. I'm not going to become a vegetarian yet because I enjoy a big old piece of country ham. I enjoy about a 6-ounce steak. I enjoy, and the Lord told us we were to enjoy it, and it was for us.
Oh, I enjoy meat. I'm a big meat eater, but on the other hand, I kind of hate the thought that something has to die for me to enjoy it.
But those animals do not have a soul. They do not have a conscience. Death is no more to them than life is. Okay. Remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. I love you, and God bless you, and you on the air. May I help you, please? Well, that one is not ringing. Now, sometimes what happens here is that a call will come in, and after so long, it rings back to them. And so sometimes I pick up at the same time they picked up. So let me try and see you on the air. May I help you, please? No, that one's not on, and so I won't get that one. Okay, give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. We are here to be a blessing to you. We are here to help you learn this Bible and live in this Bible. And I'm here to tell you the rapture is the next event. If you have a question about the rapture, I'd love that. I can prove to you in this Bible that the rapture is before the tribulation period. And I can prove it so completely that there's no way you can doubt it if you believe the Bible. If you will take the Bible at face value. If you will take the word and quit trying to explain away this and explain away that and explain away something else. So it's very, very important. Now you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother Chambers, I have a question for you.
I want to answer it, my brother.
It's related to the rapture. I believe it's a type and shadow of the rapture. In Matthew 27, verse 52, after Jesus died on the cross, it says, and the graves were opened.
Yes.
And then bodies of the saints which slept were rose. We were talking about Sunday school last week, and I read that. That's the first time I read that. I realized it says many bodies of the saints. It didn't say all bodies of the saints. Why is that?
It said many. Well, he was given a picture of the first fruits of the rapture. He was showing that his resurrection was a resurrection for us. And so to prove that, he resurrected a large number of saints in the area of Jerusalem, and they were seen in the holy city. They literally went into the city and witnessed of their resurrection before they ascended to heaven. I believe there's a possibility that we will have the privilege of doing that. I've often thought that when the rapture takes place, the trumpet will sound in a moment. I mean, and we'll be changed in a moment. But it don't say we leave here in a moment. It just says we'll be changed in a moment. And so we may have a few minutes to go by a grandson or a granddaughter or a son or daughter or somebody we love and tell them, hey, listen, here I am. What do you do? Daddy, what's, you know, and it'll tear them out of their frames. And you say, well, the rapture just took place. I'm on my way up and I just come by to warn you, don't take that mark of the beast. If you do, you're lost forever. More people are going to be saved after the rapture than is going to be saved before the rapture. Do you hear me? More people are going to be saved after the rapture than's going to be saved before the rapture. We at the point that people are stubborn. They love the world. They got too much money. They got too much spare time. They own too many pleasure cruises and pleasure trips. And they're just having a ball. And they aren't even thinking about the Lord coming. And they aren't even thinking about living to where they're ready. Well, that multitude, if they get saved, is going to have to be after the rapture.
Well,
because most of them aren't going to get saved now.
It struck me that it said many bodies. It didn't say all bodies.
No, just many. He was given a proof of the resurrection, and they were probably some special saints that had really, really lived a devoted life. And so they were chosen by the Lord to be resurrected at that time. And their graves was open. The people could see the holes they came out of.
Yeah.
Do you know that's going to happen at the rapture? There's going to be holes all over this world. And people are going to be going down the highway and hit a big old hole that's going to crash their car because somebody rose out of a graveyard that got forgotten and is now under a highway somewhere.
There's an old gospel song that says, I'd like to stand by mom's grave on resurrection day.
How it's coming, brother. I am ready to go. I would love to go today. Woo! Are you happy?
In the meantime, you keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Brother, I don't even know nothing else. If I don't do this, what am I going to do? I don't know how to be a lawyer. I think I'm smarter than some of them, though. But I want to tell you, Jesus is coming, and it won't be long. I love you. I love you. God bless you. Hey, call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. Hey, these questions are great. This is what I love, is helping you get in this Bible. Do you believe in the millennium? That it could start in 7 years? Now remember, I'm not setting a date. The rapture has to take place first. And nobody knows when that's going to be. But after that, then we can know it won't be long. Won't be long, because we'll be in heaven if we are saved, or we'll be down here in hell on earth. You're talking about hell. I am so burdened for the unsaved. I've been finding myself getting on my knees and just weeping and sobbing over unsaved people. I'm going to preach tomorrow on there's a way that seemeth right. There's a way that seemeth right. You ought to hear that sermon. There's a way that seemeth right. I'm praying that the Holy Ghost will use it mightily for the kingdom and for the glory of the Lord. God bless you, friend. Call quickly. We got about 8 minutes here, and I'll take your question. I want them to send you this booklet bad. I want you to get this booklet. Very, very important. You on the air? May I help you, please? Well, for some reason, I keep getting the call, and it is not alive when I pick it up, and I'm sorry for that. You on? May I help you, please? Yes. Are you there? Hello, my friend. Well, I was on line 3, I thought. Please call back if we miss you. For some reason, the phones are really acting crazy. They do that occasionally, and we don't know. We've tried our best to get them all straightened out, but sometimes they just don't ring right. But God will answer that and take care of that for us. We're just going to keep on doing right. So grab your phone, 1-800-338. Now, you've got to have this booklet. This booklet will give you more material about the coming of the Lord and that great day of the millennial than I think you would find anywhere. I've never read an article that compares to it. I mean, it really is right on the target. It's full of the Bible. Full of the Bible. I'm very careful to do everything in biblical order. I don't want anything that's not biblically in order. I want you to learn from the Bible, not from Brother Chambers. And I want you to become a student of the Scripture. We are reading the book of John here. I've asked our church people to read the book of John and simply look for Jesus in a new and living way. I'm telling you, the coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door. Well, they'll be back in a moment. If we can help you, give us a call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes, Guatemala.
Are you waiting for our ladies? Our people?
I'm waiting for you.
Okay, we understand. I'll put you on hold. We're having a lot of calls, and I hope they're all ordering this material because I want to teach you. See, the millennial reign is 1,000 years on this earth when righteousness will cover the land, the earth, as the waters cover the sea. That's a biblical statement. Righteousness will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. I'm telling you, that's going to be some kind of a great day. And you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, you're on the air. Well, I am very sorry that we've had this difficulty. They come in and tell me someone's on the air, but then I can't get them. And I don't know whether that's my labors. It may be me. You know, we're human. But we're here to try to teach you the way of the Lord. And everything we can do to help you, we're going to do it. You're on the air. May I help you, please? All right. Nobody on line four. All right. Call us 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. This material will help you. The millennial reign, 1,000 years. Can you imagine? 1,000 years of perfect peace, perfect harmony. Wars will cease. The Bible even says that swords and spears will be transformed into pruning hooks and gathering devices. Everything that has the purpose of war now will become for the purpose of harvest then. The Bible even says that the harvest of the fruit will be almost caught up with the planting of the seed. The harvest will be so quickly. The whole earth will become one glorious place, my friend. And you don't want to be nowhere else. You don't want to be nowhere else. Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338. You on the air? May I help you, please? You on the air? May I help you, please?
This is Pastor Jeff Wilson from Guatemala.
Well, you know, you are breaking down and not coming through, right? Can you speak slowly?
Can you hear me now?
All right, I'll have to give you back to our people because I cannot understand any sound you make. We have, as I've told you before, a man that calls and he's able to mess up the system. And he does it for the phone sometimes, does it for other things. And we just have to labor under it and keep praying. I was at the police a few days ago trying our best to got his phone numbers. And we're trying to get somebody to do something about him. But the police don't know how to deal with it. And I don't have any proof except phone calls. And so pray for us. Pray that the Lord will stop this man. I mean, I know his name. I know his name. He is an evil character, and hell will be his home very soon. And I don't know how soon. I pray he'll get saved. I really do. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I cannot think of anything worse than anybody going to hell. I'm here to tell you. Now, the telephone operators will stay at their post as long as you call. I want to tell you about my sermon in the morning. I want to tell you about my sermon tomorrow. I'm going to preach on "There is a way that seemeth right." There's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. There's a way that seemeth right. There is a multitude out there who will tell you they are Christians, but they know nothing about a biblical Christian. They think they do. Many preachers will give you any kind of little slick thing to keep you in their little camp and get your money. But I'm here to tell you, you've got to be born again. You've got to have a personal encounter with Jesus. And I believe the Holy Spirit is going to help me to preach so clear and so completely biblical in the morning that a lot of people are going to get the message whether or not they're saved. You just need to get on your knees and say, "Now, Lord, I'm not sure where I'm at, and I want you to help me know where I'm at. I want to know that I know that I know that I'm saved." I mean, I know what a Christian is. I can even meet a person, and immediately if they are born again Christian, I feel the witness. And so often I meet people who claim to be Christians, and there's not an ounce of God connected to them. You can't even feel some spirit of the likeness of Christ in them. And they're just religious. They just join a church somewhere. Some preachers lied to them. They may have been baptized. They may do a lot of religious things, but you've got to be born again. You've got to have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, when you know Jesus as your Savior, there won't be no doubt. You won't think you're a Christian. You'll know you're a Christian. If somebody says to you, "Are you a Christian?" "Well, I think I am." Then you know you aren't. Because when you really know you are, you won't. Nobody can be able to convince you you're not. In fact, some people can be all twisted up here until you can't convince them. And I see them all the time. Well, I'm going to do my best in the morning to preach a message on that subject that will affect your life and other people's life for the glory of God. That's how much I care. I promise you, I have been weeping for souls. I go in that sanctuary and start praying, and I start sobbing and weeping for people out there whom I don't even know their name. I don't know anything about them, but I just know that something is wrong and that they need to be saved, that they need to be born again. And when I know that, then I am with all my heart going to do my best to convince you what it means to be saved. I want you to know that you know that you're saved. I want you to know that you know that you know that you're saved. I do. I want you to know that you know that you know that you're saved. Listen. Listen. Are your sins gone? Hey, are your sins gone? Hey, don't miss next Saturday. It's going to be good. Oh, I promise you. I love you. I love you.
Find my way. Then Jesus shined a light on me, and then He turned on my night today. And now I am saved by grace. By grace. I've been saved by grace.
My name is in the book of life. My sins are washed away.
Washed away. Saved by grace.